Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry. A couple things I want to talk about today. I've been watching, well, not too much, but paying attention to some of this hurricane stuff. Because I've been really busy on projects myself. And so, somebody give me a shout out. Let me know how I'm sounding. I'm trying something new today. Seems like 15 minutes before every show, something happens. I totally had to switch out headphones. For some reason, my other pair wouldn't work. They were working fine 30 minutes ago. I leave my computer for 15 minutes and come back and they're not working. And so it's always something. It is always something. And, okay, they can hear me. You know, they've been trying to stop this show, every show for the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just been crazy, folks. They sabotaged my computer completely. I had to go get another one. You know what that's like, getting all set up on a new computer with a got Windows 10 now. Just one thing after the next. And so I deal with it. I deal with it. All right, so, I told you that I saw water in New York City on September 20th. And if you look at the hurricane models, all these people are putting out on the television, you kind of watch it. And it looks like Irma is going to smash into the coast of Florida this weekend. And then behind that, there's Hurricane Jose. And then coming up behind Jose is going to be Katia. They just go up the alphabet. They have a name for every letter. When it comes to hurricanes, they just go up the alphabet. And so, by the time it reaches New York City, because they're talking about Jose merging with Irma as it moves up the coast to give it a like more power. And then I can imagine Katia will join the ranks if Irma starts to phase out as it goes up the coast. And either way, I'm not the only one. There's other people now with dreams and visions and words about the East Coast, about New York City. They were first saying New York City was going to be hit on the 11th, and I was like, nah, I see it on the 20th. And then the hurricane model switched, and it was still Irma in Florida on the 11th. Yeah. Because I kept seeing water. And that could be part of the pole flip. We could well be the pole 20th, folks. Now, people call, you know, they call you a false prophet. So I don't have a thus saith the Lord. I'm just going by instinct right now. This is what I'm feeling. And if I don't say what I feel, I'd rather be wrong. You know, I'd rather say something and be right or wrong than not say anything. Because usually when I'm feeling something, I'm usually dead on, let alone because when I ask the Lord to guide my thoughts and guide what I say, that I would assume that my feelings are His as well. And so, you're not going to know you're in a pole flip. It's not like we're going to be hanging upside down, literally. The earth goes upside down, but it's not like people are. You're not going to notice anything. The other thing you're going to notice is a lot of winds, a lot of fire, a lot of destruction, and then darkness, because there's going to be 3 days of darkness during that time. Like your house is up in Brazil. Anybody's house was going to end up in Brazil. That would be mine. you're just going to have sort of very bad weather for a week, 7 days. Pole flip will happen. But I want to talk about other stuff first. First of all, these hurricanes and then earthquakes are going to go hand in hand, folks. This isn't rocket science, because water is going to cause the shifting of the plate. That's why they've been targeting the Madrid fault line every spring. Every spring, Missouri's underwater, everybody's underwater, and and the rain is unprecedented because they want to target that fault line underneath because they know water will shift the fault line, the tectonic plate there. And so what's happened with all these hurricanes, constant pounding Florida, and they're going up the coast to the Carolinas, they're saying the waves could hit as high as 50 feet and totally take out the coastlines of South Carolina, North Carolina, all the way to the mountains, Appalachian Mountain Range would become the new East Coast. And all the way up to New York. Well, let's not forget the Potomac River is too. I mean, it's going to affect going up the Potomac River. The White House could have waterfront property. And so, you know, it's not looking, it's looking a little wet. What do you think? And then if it moves those plates, you know, I would laugh because the CIA just built this trillion-dollar base, new base in Virginia. The old one they had under Langley there was destroyed and old, getting old and destroyed. So they built this new facility for the CIA. Let them destroy their own base. And I heard it was hurt with a hurricane earthquake a couple of years ago. So I don't know if they fixed all that by now. And they get hit with another one. What do I care? They're just scumbags. All right. So another thing. And this is just on the East Coast, because on the West Coast, we got the government setting fires everywhere. We got fires in California. A listener of mine sent me in photos. He lives in L.A. And you got fires in Oregon, Washington, Montana, going up into Canada. Maybe not Oregon. No, it's in I'll just go with the whole Pacific Northwest at this point. I don't know where my notes are. California, Oregon, Montana, Canada, all on fire by the Department of Defense. And we have the UN leading the Department of Defense. We have the UN leading the Department of Homeland Security. What's this tell you, folks? The UN has taken over America. They're running all of our little alpha soup agencies. Trump is not in power. We've been hearing about a coup in the White House the past month. They've been trumping out his clone everywhere. That was a clone in Houston. That wasn't him. I about died laughing when I saw him in those khaki pants. You know that was a clone. So anyway, let's get back to this. The UN has taken over our government. I think it's obvious. The Department of Homeland Security has always been run by a Russian. You want to explain that one? FEMA is being run by the UN. Well, they're working with the DHS down in Houston, killing people. And now they're going to be heading to Florida and on up the coast. When do you people start to wake up and realize the government is not there to help you? There's somebody who just posted a video on Facebook, and I'm going to pass it around, a girl down there who's got pictures and videos of the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. I think it's the Red Cross in particular, throwing donations for the people down there in dumpsters and setting them on fire. They're helpful. They want to kill them. They want to carry them off in truckloads and then put them in those cement containers we've all been seeing and bury them. People in one of those cement tombs, caskets, and they're lining them up. So this is all prearranged, folks. All prearranged. They're supposed to be generating some more earthquakes on the West Coast. Destroy the coastlines. The bulk of the population of America is on coastlines, because that's where Kane's kids are. That's where all the money's going to be. That's where the trade's going to be, because of shipping routes. But Kane's kids have always been city dwellers in the cities. Because that's where the clubs are. That's where the drugs are. The whores cry. No, that's all Kane's stuff. It's all in the cities. That's where the bulk of them are. And so that's why when you out of the coast of the cities and you get into the country, the people are much more relaxed and calm and normal. That's why the libertards are too. You got the loudest voices and they dominate. Why is that, and how is that possible? Because they own all the media. So the UN is behind all of this going on right now, folks. Engineered destruction. Now, what did I tell you? Because they play both sides of the chessboard. Everybody's waiting for the global RV to take place. Are these people going to wake up and realize now that the same people that are announcing the RV and how they're going to come in and help America are the same ones running the UN, causing all this destruction right now? Thing runs the UN. It's not Jermaine. Jermaine's the money man. Who do you think tells the Rothschilds what to do? Sananda and Jermaine. Who do you think tells the Pope what to do? Sananda. They're behind all this. The hidden controllers behind the scenes. What you guys want to call the Ascended Masters. People think I'm crazy when I talk about them, but wait till they arrive and you actually see them. Because then you're going to think, oh, I remember Sherry Schreider talking about that. I wouldn't last one day with them here. I wouldn't last. I know God can protect me, he has for all these years, but oh, the war would be on. Because we've been fighting behind the scenes for years. The stories I could tell. And I do reveal a lot of truths on my show and in my books, but people aren't interested in the truth. They don't want the truth. They can't believe the little bits I give them. I can't tell them anymore. Solar flares from the sun should be here this weekend. Now, what have I told you? All my people already know. When they shoot solar flares from the sun to the earth, it provides portal pathways into the earth, into our atmosphere, so that they can bring their ships and enter into Earth's atmosphere. Otherwise, they can't do it. The Van Allen belt keeps them out. And so when the sun produces flares, it gives them an entrance way in, or they can follow a comet in or asteroids. They get out. You ever seen them? You always see UFOs behind comets. That's because they're following it in. It's very hard to break into the Van Allen belt, even for them folks. And so they get pathways and portal ways in, and solar flares is one of their highways in, I guess you could say. So that's interesting that, because I think there's going to be a lot of activity this weekend. I've told you that I see this weekend, in particular Sunday and Monday night, and even Thursday, as hot go days for the removal of the elect off the earth. I told you there are two groups, the elect and the bride. And the elect is the first one to leave. Some of the bride, it's the churches today, so you can imagine how Father feels. But I like some of the YouTubers, you know, close to parents, because, yeah. Yeah, we're the most positive generation ever on this planet. And nobody sees everything for the most. The two got it right. Don't you, for hating on Apostle Paul, the fake Apostle Paul, they can't even fathom the idea that it's all a lie, and the early Christians died because they wouldn't tolerate his garbage included in their material. It never was until the Catholic Church shoved it down our throats in the KJV in the 1600s. I'm not going to get any of that. But we've got judgments coming to this nation, and one of the biggest things is because it's a wicked nation. Saying they can't. All right, they're garbling this. Can't hear it. It's 20 minutes into the show, and I'm just now hearing this? Come on, guys. Come on. 20 minutes into the show, and you can't hear me, and I'm just now hearing about it? Ugh. Nobody can hear it. Horrible quality, garbled, choppy, and it's 20 minutes into the show. Well, I'm just going to end the show because I'm not going to sit here and speak if you can't hear me. What I will say is this. You talk real quick. I could do that. I could read this direct connect because I'm using this direct connect to people. It could be my end. It could be the show just being sabotaged again. I may just go ahead and put up a video later, folks. In disregard of today's show, just do it on my own and upload it to YouTube. Because people want to know what's going on, and so I'll just have to bypass the show because they keep sabotaging everything I do. But anyway, either way, folks, if you're the elect, you know you're part of the elect. Your go-to, the go-to date for this month are Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday, the 10th, the 11th, and the 14th, the day to watch for. That's this one we could start seeing the whole thing talking about hurricanes. I think this is going to be met with the pole for at that time. That would be a super storm, wouldn't it? But that would also knock out all of their geoengineering equipment as well. That would be a super storm. They're going to be unleashed. Oregon water should kill them. Good luck trying to kill dimensional beings. Well, it ain't going to happen. Oregon water is acid to them, and it will kill them. Get Oregon water, make that, and get super soakers and water guns, because that's going to be more valuable to you trying to take out dimensional beings than bullets. Bullets are going to be taking out the Russians, the Chinese, and the UN that's trying to take over America. Yeah, bullets to the head is good for that. When you're dealing with dimensional beings, dealing with energy, water. You need to have everything in your tool arsenal, folks. And get your bowls of vinegar out. Not going to help on the pole flip. It'll help with these geoengineered hurricanes such as Irma and Jose and Katia. I don't know why they wanted to jump start, because these coastlines are going to be destroyed anyway. Why they're jump start ahead of time? They could have just waited to the end of this month and all those coastlines would have been destroyed. But you know what I think is they want the deaths. They want to pick off people. The deaths, you know, they want to kill these people themselves, the sacrifices to Lucifer, instead of just losing them. Because of the pole flip, they want to kill them themselves and count them as sacrifices. Because that's how they think, folks. They're scum. They don't think we do. They're not human. Most of these people in the DOD, the DHS, the FEMA, they're all soul scalp. They're lizards in human form. They're not like us. They don't think like us. To them, nothing is too big. They don't have limits. They don't have borders. They don't. It's evil. 100% of the time. Alright, so anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. Now upload another video. Today or tomorrow. Things just to hurry up and finish up. So I'm on my own timeline. I need to have things done by tomorrow. If you haven't supported this ministry, you can go to patreon.com and sign up to support me monthly. Sherry Schreiner, patreon.com/Sherry Schreiner. And you can pledge monthly support, your tithes, offerings, alms. Appreciate anything you want to support me with a month. Not that I plan to, don't plan to be here much longer, but you never know. I was probably saying this in 2012, right? That was a... And then it turned around and ran back out. It's not going to do that this time, because from what I hear, They're committed to the route they're on. That's why we're getting Pandora's Box. That's why we're getting hurricanes and fires and destructions from everywhere, because it's their way of getting America under their control. They want America on its knees so that they can push their new agenda on the world, which is the last and final regime, the one I've always termed the New Age alien agenda. And that's going to be forced upon America by the UN. And they're the ones here steering everything, organizing all the destructions. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Monday night. Till then, everybody, y'all bless.